This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl who might not have the answers, but goddamn she'll try, just a tip, then you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon. I recut and color my hair every single time I get home. I'm going to start a story. I'm mad. What am I mad about? That no hairstylist can do your hair the way that you want.
Okay. 100% agree.
I disagree.
Okay. But I'm a guy. How easy is your haircut?
My haircut is 25 minutes to a T every time. Shout out to Christina Mac at Silver Lakes, Rudy's Barbershop.
Okay, why does every like good-looking person go to Rudy's Barbershop?
They all go to Christina.
Do you have to like
maybe that's
be
the
strapping
maybe
to
that's
go in
the
there?
Ticket as you go there and then you're hot.
It's chicken or the egg, and obviously Rudy's is the chicken. You being hot is the egg. So you go there. Like, I mean, I got a haircut on Friday, and before that I looked like garbage.
It looks
good.
But
now it's a nice tight, you know, fade, and I'm fine.
And I'm fine.
Well, I have a pimple, and I never get pimples, so I've been self-conscious.
Have you tried remedies?
Yes, my roommate does get acne occasionally, so he has all the serums, and it's been working since I started doing
what
that.
What serum?
Using it's a dry scientific. I don't remember what it's called.
Clean and Clear dries out your skin a lot, but in a good way, so you don't have any pimples left. Because what pimples are from either over-moisture or dirty skin.
Yeah.
Right? Or stress.
It's definitely stress. I had a busy weekend.
Oh, are you okay?
I'll be fine.
After this haircut, I'll be fine. No, if you put toothpaste on your pimples, it dries them out.
Also on burns.
Oh, really? I put Mederma on burns. If you ever get burned, Mederma.
How often are you guys burning yourselves?
A lot.
Always.
Well, you're a baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me, I just want some pain.
Yeah, you're a hairstylist.
I just want to feel things. I am a hairstylist. I burn myself so often with a curling iron that I know exactly how to take care of it.
Yeah.
Mederma.
What is Mederma?
It's a scar treatment. They have so many different versions, but the Mederma PM, intensive scar treatment. One time I got burnt by a light at an event. I was like standing in the VIP section and I turned around, which there shouldn't have been a light there. I could have sued them, but
where
I didn't.
Where were you at?
It was a World of Dance show that I was hosting and headlining, and I got burnt right before I went on stage. And I got yelled at by my boyfriend.
Boyfriend or ex-boyfriend?
Ex-boyfriend!
No one yells at Megan.
No one yells at me.
I'm serious. Sorry.
I got scarred in more ways than one. So
that's really good.
That was me. Bad haircut story? Any?
Yeah. So I went to this is why you go to Rudy's in Silver Lake. So
can I go there?
Yeah, it's Rudy's Barbershop for men and women.
Okay.
Are you a shill for Rudy's?
No.
Yes.
No, but I genuinely tried to go to a different place. I tried to go to the Rudy's in Highland Park because I thought I was going to move there, which I didn't end up doing. But I went and I got a haircut and I texted my girlfriend right after. I was like, I look like a Guatemalan soccer player. I was like, it was just like, it was way too flowy coming over the sides. I looked like I would like bounce as I walked.
What did you ask for?
I literally asked for what I always ask for. It's like 1.5 to a 3 and then like 2 inches on top. And then she did that, but she just like, the proportions were wrong.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
did you, okay, let's go through this story. Because in a situation like this, I would go home immediately. I would go to Sally's, get some color remover. I would go home and point cut all of my hair until it looks okay.
Okay.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know anything you just said.
No.
So I didn't do any of that. I went home. I just took a shower and styled it the way I do it.
Yeah.
And it was a little better. I just lived with it until my next haircut. Because for guys, it's like, it's every 3 weeks for me.
I don't do anything every 3 weeks. That's crazy. Anyway, This is not a podcast about haircuts. After a quick internet stalk on Jeff, we saw that you got a lot of playing time on your childhood basketball team because your coach didn't want to sit next to you.
Yeah, so that's just something I put in my UCB biography.
Is that true or false?
I didn't make the basketball team. I swam and I played
so
soccer.
So it's a lie.
It's a lie because it's a goof.
Is everything that you think a lie is a goof in your mind?
Well, people sometimes, some people are like, they can't hang out with me because they just like, they think, because half the stuff I say isn't real. but yeah, I just put that in there because it's like everybody's internet bio, if you do comedy, is like, there's one thing
fake?
That's fake. Yeah.
All right, let's make our comedy bios.
Yes. Irene?
So it has to be what, a real thing and a fake thing, or just one full fake thing?
Well, it's usually your credits, what you do, and then a fake thing that's dumb and maybe funny.
Are we just coming up with the fake thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we all know the real thing.
Yeah.
That I'm mediocre. the fake thing, I would probably put, all going to realize how uncreative I am.
I know. Well, that's all the things about me are, I want to make them real.
Here, I'll come up with a new one just so we're all on equal footing.
Okay.
Am I still going first?
You're still going first.
Of course.
Reverse alphabetical.
All right. Drove a
name.
School bus. Love that you know my last name. Thank
drove
you.
Drove a school bus?
Drove a school bus. To pay for college.
Okay.
That's really funny.
Thank you.
Is it real?
Yeah.
I thought we were doing the fake one.
It was fake. I tricked you.
Oh, that's really
good. I don't
good.
Trust anyone in this room anymore.
But I let you into a school bus once, so it's...
You did let me close. Into a school bus. Thank you for the admission.
You're welcome. Okay, what's yours?
Dear goodness. Nope. None for me.
Okay, I got one.
Because the one that I want to do is real.
Do it.
If it's funny and real, even better.
Well, I don't think it's funny.
So it's just a fact.
It's just something that happened to me.
Right, well,
I'm an Aries.
Okay, I'll tell you all about why I have two.
Okay.
You can choose which one's better for my comedy bio. Both are real because
yes.
I don't lie. I'm actually the worst liar. You can tell immediately when I'm lying. Apparently, Jeff is a great goof.
I don't know if I've ever seen you two lie, so.
You haven't.
I can't be the
Why would I lie to you?
Well, you just did.
That was trying to make you laugh, though. I'll do anything to make you laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what everybody's like, oh, what's the difference between a lie and a goof?
And, is the goof is funny.
Or the line is thin.
Right, okay. So here are my two options for my bio.
Okay.
One, I won a cruise ship Guitar Hero tournament, and see. My second one is I got a restriction notice from an apartment for putting Mr. Bubbles in the jacuzzi.
That's bizarre. The first one's better.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Have you played Guitar Hero?
I do. I used to play Guitar Hero on expert mode, my buddy and I.
Oh my God, we should play.
I'd be terrible at it now, but my buddy Chris and I, when we were growing up, we would always play that. And we would like do like Through the Fire and the Flames on Guitar
That's
Hero
a 3. Really hard song.
Oh yeah. He was way better at it than I was, but I was just like, fuck, I got to keep up
That's
with this.
That's the hardest song there is.
Yes.
I've never finished it.
And then I learned it on the piano.
You play piano?
I don't. I know that song.
Okay.
Is that your goof?
I know that song and Wait
goof?
For the Moment by Wolfpack. So.
I tried to learn Are You Happy by Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
Didn't work. I knew it for like half a second. Because I can't remember things that I know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard. What's a C note? I don't know.
I don't even know what a note is. Nobody's ever gotten to explain
it
to me.
I know. You mention that all the time. Do know what a note is, just the different like sound.
Yeah.
But why? Like what?
What do you mean?
So what's a song you like?
She loves Monster Mash.
I do Monster Mash.
Hey, we're almost in the season where you can listen to that.
No, every season is the season for Monster Mash if you're around Irene.
So it's Memorial Day and you're just like...
Yes. Love the Graveyard Smash.
What's another song?
I like the song Angel of the Morning.
Bye.
Oh, no, I like... Let's move on.
You guys can't tell, but we had to edit 15 minutes of silence out just then.
Wait, explain a note. Are you a musician?
I used to do musical theater.
Oh.
So I like to sing, but I don't.
Do it.
I don't do it in any capacity.
You know what I wanted to do for us for after every office day is, you know, at the end of a play or a musical, they do the credits and the cast members come out like one by one and it's all...
Curtain call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I wanted to do that every day at work. Like at the end of our day.
That's so funny.
That we play an orchestral song and we all just run out one by one and accept all this applause.
Yeah. And you know who did the most work that day by who gets the biggest swell of applause.
Or who comes out last.
Yeah, because it's the same track.
Yeah.
It's pre-recorded applause. We just have to put the people in the places.
Yeah.
I wanted to do that so bad.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know you wanted to do that. I love that.
Very fun.
You should. You can do it.
I guess so, but everyone has to be on board.
You're a business
Well, I think
owner.
Everybody here would be on board. What's fun is that this becomes your office certain days of the week, and they're always honestly the most fun days, so might as well just have a curtain call.
Everybody who made us laugh the most that day.
That's my goodbye, is like we just do a curtain call. That's we say goodbye to what's going on. We don't say goodbye to each other.
Yeah. Oh, Marty would be really dead cute. Last every time. Love the guy, but dead last.
But that means he gets the most applause.
No, dead. Oh, I meant
first. You mean first.
You should have Marty on this podcast.
He was half on once.
Oh, really?
We recorded a podcast and it never went out.
Fair. That makes sense. That checks out.
Wait, what was your comedy bio thing? Your new one.
Your new fake one.
He proudly drives a Plymouth Prowler.
What is this?
If anybody out there doesn't know what a Plymouth Prowler is, look it up. It's
me.
Irene, can you Google it right now? It's the most ridiculous. It looks like a Hot Wheels car that you can get in.
Love the alliteration.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. A Hot Wheels car that you can get in.
You guys remember this? It's from like the early aughts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and like no one actually drove it.
Why did they make it?
Exactly.
My mom had an Xterra once.
Xterras are cool. My buddy Kevin drives an Xterra.
Yeah, but Kevin is not 50, and it wasn't yellow, I'm sure.
It was not. You're right. But that's like, that Florida shit.
Yeah, that's some Florida shit for sure. Ever been to Florida?
Yes, my family used to vacation near Fort Myers, Gulf Coast.
I know nothing about Florida except for where I've been.
Where were you born?
Jacksonville, and then I lived in Orlando, and I lived in Miami. Mm. That's it.
A1A?
Is that a sauce?
That's like offering A1A. But no, A1A is it's like the street that goes down South Beach.
Oh, there's also I-95? I-5?
What's the one we went on, the I-14?
I-4. Oh my God, it's so many kisses on the I-4 overpass. That was like the spot.
Makeout point.
Really?
So many dance videos, so many just like going to clear my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
really cute.
That.
I think I tried to, it wasn't you. I was like, I tried to show you, two of my friends were there for a job and I tried to show them my childhood and they were sleeping.
Of course.
And I was like, yeah.
I would have wanted to see I-4 overpass.
You of course
would. Irene, you're the only person who could actually have like a movie style makeout point like session.
What? What?
Wait, please explain what you mean.
Because you're from L.A., like the Valley.
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
I was like, why does she get something that I don't?
It was a compliment,
like,
I guess.
Like kids?
Oh, well, thank you.
Because, like, you could go up to, like, the top of...
Yeah, we,
I don't know.
Right. We went up to the top of Winnetka.
Yeah.
What's that?
You're not familiar with Winnetka?
Bless you.
Okay. Imagine La Cañada Flint Ridge, but worse.
Oh.
That's Winnetka.
Oh, beautiful.
What's La Cañada Flint Ridge?
It's like on the east side of Burbank. Sometimes I just look at the map of Southern California and I just be like, what's the most obscure place to reference?
good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, top of Winnetka, you can see all the valley. Everybody makes out there. Top of Winnetka, top of Reseda. Or if you go to Topanga Canyon, there's a lookout point.
I love Topanga. Yeah.
I've never had a romantic makeout session. Like... Like in a specific location, like not a romantic location.
Okay.
Mm.
Never.
It's fun, but it's hard because you have to transition to the backseat.
I think I made out under like a planetarium. That was cool.
That's
Ooh.
Cool. Was it the Griffith or another one?
Yeah, Griffith.
Was it after or before La La Land?
Before.
Called it. You knew it would happen.
La La Land is good. How about questions?
Yes, we haven't helped anybody. Yeah.
Except ourselves, as always. Here we go. So I'm stuck in between a significant other and a work friend. My significant other has gotten to the point where they hate my work friend. My friend at work is a female also and has an aggressive personality, which is the exact opposite of my girlfriend. They met on multiple occasions and just never clicked. My coworker and I have become super close to the point we're best friends, and that annoys my girlfriend a lot. I definitely think my girlfriend is jealous of her, but I don't understand why. My friend has a longtime boyfriend that is totally cool with us hanging out. It's gone to the point where my girlfriend has forbidden me to see and talk to her anymore because she's not comfortable. I really don't want to lose this friend, and I don't know what to do. Please help. From anonymous friend.
That's interesting.
Why?
Well, I just think that it's like, well, I wonder what they do, because I think that's important. It depends how closely they work, where, like, what the work environment is.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if it's an important job or it's like something that, like, that they really love doing, I feel like it should just be like, I just work with this person and the girlfriend should be supportive of that. And like not, it can be toxic to issue an ultimatum like you're forbidden to see this person.
Yeah, that seems extreme. I've never forbid someone.
Yeah.
I've strongly urged. Yeah.
I mean, I told them I would leave if they did. I definitely feel how this girl, because I one time dated a person, it wasn't a work relationship, but they were doing a sketch together.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of insecurity about this girl because I was like, she's so talented, she's so pretty, and I think you like her.
Yeah.
And so I was like, don't do this sketch with her. And they ended up doing the sketch together anyway, and it made me horrendously jealous. And I don't think you'll ever get over it.
I think you also decide whether you like somebody or not, which is totally valid. But also, like, if your significant other likes that person, you just kind of have to live with it. Like,
yeah.
And I also think, there's always a healthy amount of jealousy. Just like, be like, you do care if you did lose somebody, but it's like, at the end of the day, and this is something that I've also, like, you know, had to learn too. It's like, if you're with somebody or if somebody's with you, you got to just trust them that they're with you and they want to be with you. And that, you know, if they're hanging out with anybody, no matter what, like, you know, they would break up with you if they didn't want to be with you.
You're giving a lot of credit to some people.
Yeah.
Really?
There's so many people that wouldn't.
This is me. This is my perspective.
Sounds like you're a great person.
Thank you.
Not everyone and most guys aren't like you.
Okay. Well, I just like if, well, it also depends how long they've been together. It's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
But it's like if you, for me, if I was hanging out with somebody and my girlfriend was jealous of that person, I'm just like, look, I'd look them in the eyes. Like, I am with you because I want to be with you. If I wanted to be with this person, I would break up with you and pursue this person, but I don't.
Right. I've had that conversation too. It's a weird conversation to have because then it puts their mindset like you could do that, but then they're kind of satiated at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just the best friend nature of a different sex is...
Yeah, it's always iffy.
Icky.
It really depends on the dynamic of that relationship, too, if it's flirty or what, like...
But if it is gonna be a little flirty, that's just, like, human nature.
Yeah. Like, there's only one guy in my life who I've never... One straight guy in my life who I've never been, like, flirty with.
Well, you're a pretty flirty person, though.
Flirty birdie.
Accuses me of flirting. I do.
You are. It's so funny because I got accused of being like a huge flirt, but then like being around you, I'm like, get it, girl.
You contextualize her. You would be the biggest flirt I've in the office now if you weren't here.
That's hilarious and so sad. I don't want to be a flirt, but it's so like, here's the difference.
It's just fun.
Because it is fun.
It's also natural.
A, yeah. And two. A, it's natural. Two, it's fun. The numerical system is off right now.
Well, here's a good question. Is flirting harmless if you are with somebody?
Depends on if there's anything behind it.
Mm.
I think that flirting and being nice can be misconstrued a lot of times.
Yes.
But I also think that girls that are maybe like us, that have a little bit more of a flirty bone... Maybe we don't know the line anymore because it's so natural.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like you two might be flirty people, but like, and then it's like flirting's a two-way street. This is when it can be harmful, I think, is if like, yeah, that's who you are, but then you don't know who you're talking to and then it could like lead somewhere or something and, you know.
Yeah, I feel really bad now that you mentioned that I'm a really flirty person.
No, I'm not saying feel bad.
You told me I was the most flirty person in here if it weren't for her.
Yeah, not in a bad way. You're not in a relationship.
That's true. I'm in a relationship with the opportunity.
Yeah. But so what's the specific question for this person?
How to get over someone calling you too big of a flirt. That, I think that's what they're wondering about.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I think it's just you got to have open communication and be absolutely upfront and be like, look. And you also have to, it's toxic that she says that she forbid you from doing that.
I think
don't follow that and maybe break up with them if that becomes toxic. But it's like you also have to think about it, like how much do you value each relationship?
Yeah.
And just be very honest and don't try to hide anything.
I love that. Have you ever been forbid to see someone that you were dating?
No, if somebody did that, I would break up with them.
What would you say?
I would be like, well, I would have a conversation, but I'd be like, you can't do this. This is not like,
oh my God.
I'm not going to not see them because of you. They're also a friend. Like, you know, I would just be like, and then if they stood their ground, I would be like, then I don't think this is working.
Oh my God. I sense a role play. Here we go. I'm breaking up with you.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm breaking up with you. I'm going to tell you. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeff, I don't like Ashley.
Well, why? Is there something about her?
All of it. I don't like how she touches you when she's around you. I don't like how you laugh at her jokes more than you laugh at mine.
Well, we just have similar comedic sensibilities. I will, if you want, I mean, I'll tell her not to touch me, but it's always been pretty platonic. She has a boyfriend.
That doesn't matter. She looks like she likes you a lot. And you look like you like her too.
Why? But yeah, but I'm with you and she's with him. I wouldn't be with you if I didn't want to be with you.
How can I believe that?
Because I love you.
Did we already say I love you before this?
No.
So it's an even bigger drop.
Yummy.
Wow. Okay. You dropped an emotional bomb. I guess I love you too, but I still don't like that. And I think the only way that I'll stay with you is if you don't see her ever again.
Come on. I can't not see her. We work together.
Can't you get a different job?
I've worked here for 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's time to move on. You're not going to live here. You're not going to work here forever.
Yeah, I don't live at the office.
It sounds like sometimes you do. Sometimes you get home at 4 a.m. and that's not okay.
You're right. I work too much. I'm not going to.
I'm sorry. I just, I don't think that's a healthy thing to ask from me. I wouldn't tell you to not go hanging with Darren.
Yeah, but I don't hang with Darren as much as you hang with Ashley.
You don't work with Darren.
I could if I got a job over there.
Yeah, of course. You could work with anybody if you worked with them.
Either way, I don't like it. I don't think you should hang out with her anymore.
You're not the only person in my life. I want to have foster other relationships with my friends, and it seems unhealthy for you to ask me this.
It seems like you don't really love me as much as you claim that you do, if you're not going to take my feelings into account.
I'm trying to have an adult conversation, and I feel like maybe we should table this and talk at another time when you're not, when you've calmed down.
When I... Oh, God. Triggered! I'm triggered!
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I take that back. That was awful. I was just in the scene. I would never say that to somebody.
Sure. Okay, fine. We'll talk. Actually, I don't want to talk later. This is it.
So you're... Are you sure you want to do this?
You're the one that's doing it.
I'm not. I love you. I said that.
Okay. How can I believe that? You're probably telling Ashley you love her too.
I'm not. Also, what do you mean? It's not even just me telling you it. I've showed you it. I mean... I helped you move. I went to your family's Rosh Hashanah party.
Begrudgingly?
Not begrudgingly. Well, that's because I had another Rosh Hashanah. I had 3 other Rosh Hashanah parties I wanted to go to.
Who else? Ashley's?
Tucker.
Tucker. Okay.
Tucker had 3 different ones.
Okay. So.
I was in that. You guys crushed that.
We never got to an ending, though.
I was focused on staying in the scene than doing what I actually would do in real life.
Mm. We never got to the point where you said, I don't think this will work out.
Yeah, because I didn't want it to end. I wouldn't happen in that conversation. It would happen if it persisted over weeks, and then I'd just be like, this is not healthy for me. You're not lifting me up. You're trying to contain me.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And that's hard to tell someone, but I think I've been in that situation too. I was in a relationship where we were not laughing at all.
Yeah.
And he needed so much words of affirmation physically.
Yeah.
And I was just he just wanted me to tell him he was handsome all the time and want to be intimate with him. Mm. And it was just so much all the time. I can't be in the mood if I'm not laughing at all. And I definitely felt I had to lift him up, and there were so much insecurities with everybody, but it was just I have no time to work on me if I'm just trying to build you up so much.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. If you have bad energy in this relationship, if this stays and she keeps asking you to not hang out with this girl.
Oh, the other thing is, I mean, yeah, she's met her, I think you said 3 times, but invite her to hang out all together and then see, let her see you interact with her and show that you're just friends, and let her see that.
That's
and even
a good
invite
way.
The boyfriend out. Why don't you go not just you 4, but them and other people.
Yeah.
Group setting, just see that it's platonic.
That's a good show and tell situation.
Yeah.
Better than I would say. What would you say?
That's my concrete advice. Invite her to hang out with her and her boyfriend in a group setting.
I like
show
that.
Her. Don't just tell her, because if she can't take you at her word because she has these feelings, show her that it's just platonic. And if it isn't just platonic, which you have to ask yourself, then think about whether you really should be with this person, because you don't want to hurt her, and that's the first person you should be thinking about. If she comes at it with an open heart and she is open to changing her mind, great. If not, then either she's, then it might be, the relationship might be doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, relationships run their course, so.
They do. Going back to my insecurities about being too flirty also could help this person. Where is the line of a work friend where you shouldn't. What should I and this girl not do?
Yeah.
Let me know.
I'm the wrong person to ask that because, like, this is a really weird working environment. I'm going to be honest. Marty and I have gone out before, like, years ago, we went out with these, like, two women and just, like, I don't know. Lines get blurred at this office all the time.
I won't ask any more questions on that.
I'm not the right person to ask about that. Because this is, like, the longest job I've held, and it's, like, a startup environment in a loft.
Yeah, and it's a family feeling. So I feel like I can touch people, but, like, you know.
We don't have an HR department, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and there's no need.
There isn't. There's six of us. It's like we'd have an intervention if there was something going on.
Okay, so hugging is fine.
Oh, you're talking about, like, physically, let's just get down to it?
Yep.
Hugging's fine, but not a lot.
What do you mean? What's a lot of hugging in a work environment?
Like, I don't hug any of my coworkers when I come in or leave. I just say bye.
Well, yeah, that's if you see them all the time. I hug you, but I don't see you all the time.
Yeah, I see you, like, once a week or once every other week.
Should I not hug you?
No, I mean, you also don't work here contractually.
Right. So I guess...
So where do we land on the hugging, Jeffrey? Because I don't want to give that up.
All we want to know is how much we can hug you.
That's fine. I mean, we're work friends in that we've done work together now. Mm.
Yes.
You don't work at the HeadGum proper.
Right. So that would be... This is from London. If I worked here, I probably wouldn't hug anyone.
Exactly.
Because you see it. Like, I don't hug you. I see you every day.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sometimes I hug you.
When it's needed. And I appreciate it.
When the people at Dune were really mad at you.
Yeah. I feel like I hug people when I feel weird. That's my go-to. Oh. I just hug you.
Yeah.
When people give me a good haircut, I hug them.
Yeah.
Mm. When someone I think I hugged my contractor when he did my barn doors. I'll wrap up tip for this girl. I'm going to jump on board with yours. Invite them out. Have an open mind too, taking in your advice too. Invite them out in a group setting, have an open mind, see what's up, give your boyfriend the opportunity to show you that you are the one.
Wasn't it written by the boyfriend?
Yes.
I think he just needs to see how he feels. Put her first for the next few weeks, try these things, but also see how he feels and how he makes her feel.
Yeah. If you're around someone that you work with all the time and they make you laugh and they stimulate you better and they have better energy, then it's all going to come out in the wash in a little bit, whether you elongate it or not.
And not even necessarily that you want to be with that person at work, but maybe that the person you're with is just not the right person for you.
Right.
You know.
Ooh, I had an epiphany like this one time. I was dating a boy and I went on a job to Sundance and I met a guy who was much older than me, but we were able to like bond over our favorite types of wood and like steak. And I was like, oh, I'm on the same wavelength of you. He was like 34 and I was dating a 22-year-old. And I was like, oh, I get it. I need to be with an older person. And that was a pivotal moment in my relationship. I came back and we broke up.
Okay. And he was like, why are we breaking up? And you're like, because I talked to an old guy about cedar.
Yeah.
What?
Listen, you won't understand until you see birch and know why it's good.
We've never had A5 Wagyu together. And for that, I'm gone.
Yeah, it was a huge thing. Also, Wagyu steak, life-changing.
I don't eat red meat.
Why? And why did you say it? Why did you say it so, like, plebeian to me?
I don't eat red meat, you wench.
He said it while flicking nothingness into my direction.
He's also sitting reclined with his feet up.
It looks like you should have a scotch and a cigarette in the same hand.
And somebody should be fanning him with a palm frond.
Why don't you eat red meat?
We close the deal, darling. Penny, hold my calls.
No one's here. He's in a study by himself. The study's a closet with one book.
The cigarette isn't there. He's just doing that.
It's the UCB manual that I never read. What were we talking about?
She loves your UCB material.
I do.
And I guess that's the second time we talked about it.
Red meat.
It's not good for you, but more importantly, stopping eating red meat is the biggest way you can help the California drought.
Is that right?
Yeah. That and almonds, but I'll have an almond every day.
What about like rain dances? How can we do those and still eat red meat?
Rain dances.
When you dance to bring the rain.
Huh. That's so like some Native American.
That's right.
I'm into that. Yeah, have whatever red meat you want. Bison, I don't care.
I don't care. I also don't eat too much red meat, but Wagyu, I will not take that back. It is so good.
Yeah. One time we had a company meal at Bestia for some reason. I don't know why Marty, like sometimes Marty just like decides to splurge. I'm like, Marty, can we afford this? And he's like, yeah. I'm like,
no, of course not. Eat up.
Yeah, you're just going to be sleeping on the floor when we go to Austin. and he got this like fucking amazing steak that was like for two. And then like everybody had it. And this was right after I stopped eating red meat.
Oh, didn't have any?
I did not have any. It was torture. So.
Wow.
But now I don't crave it anymore.
Yeah. Different blood types need different things.
That's also very true. People try to act like there's one way to do everything, and it's not true.
It is not true. Keto, for everything.
Like keto works for you.
I love keto. Nothing shreds. Have you ever done the egg fast before?
Ah, that sounds awful.
Do you like eggs?
I don't love eggs. So, I like eggs course. In things, but I can't have them just by themselves.
Oh, then you would hate this.
Okay.
The egg fast essentially is like 5 days worth of eating only eggs. And only fat, so like straight up lard or coconut oil or olive oil or butter. And you can have cheese. So you can have basically omelets, fatty, fatty omelets every day. You can also make fettuccine Alfredo out of eggs and cheese. I'm not kidding.
That sounds kind of gross.
It is gross, but you shred like crazy.
So it's the mayo diet almost.
What's the mayo diet?
You're saying butter and cheese and egg.
Right.
It's like an aioli that you're having every day. For how many days? 10 days?
I would love to just straight up eat aioli. For 5 days. 3 to 5 days.
I could do 3 days.
Yeah. It's so worth it.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Let's help some more people out.
Let's do it.
I'm worried that I'm wasting everybody's time.
I'm a 22-year-old girl who got out of a 6-year relationship a year ago. 6 years. What? Then she got into it when she was fast math. Here we go.
16.
16? Mm-hmm. Jeez.
Was it long distance during college?
Not sure yet, but this is the longest relationship I've ever seen.
Holy shit.
Yeah. My longest relationship is 4 years.
Mine is now. It's a year and 5 months.
That's crazy. 6 years. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
It's 6 years.
That's so much of your life.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
One third of mine.
Especially 16 to 22. Like, that's every year there is so formative.
Right.
Like, it's not like 32 to 38. Like, that's right. You're kind of who you are. That's crazy. All right.
Yeah. Even 16 to 18 is crazy. 18 to 21 is crazy.
Yeah.
She's had three big shifts in this. I've been wanting to get back into the dating game, but I haven't had much luck. Guys keep on saying they want girls who are one of the guys. They play video games, read comic books, watch sports, etc. And I check every one of those boxes, but they still end up dating, for lack of a better term, basic girls. I asked one of my guy friends about it, and he said that I'm more homie material as opposed to girlfriend material. I guess my question becomes, how do I get guys I'm interested in to see me as a potential partner as opposed to just a homie? From one of the guys. This is such a cool question because I don't think I've ever heard of this problem. Are you this problem? You seem like you get it.
I mean, yeah, I'm like always friend-zoned.
Really? What's that like?
Not good.
Like, you're like, hey, let's grab dinner. And they're like, I don't think so.
Yeah. It's just, I know that I'm like more of like a bud, which a lot of the times like I like and I'm happy with. But when you like somebody and this is the situation, it sucks.
Of course. Because you're like, see me as what I am. Well, I was watching the Gilmore Girls yesterday and Rory starts to try and date. And so she's doing her laundry at Yale and she is trying to ask guys out, but she's like not very good at it. And so she finally gets like a good conversation going with this one guy doing his laundry and he starts to leave and she goes, hey, would you want to grab coffee sometime? So cute, so quick. And the guy looks back and goes, I don't think so.
Aww.
And walks away and I was like, damn.
I would go even if I didn't like the person.
Right.
That's
most people would.
Yeah. I've never been asked out before.
Well, yeah, I guess that's kind of like a role reversal thing.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, the only people I ask out are guys that are like hesitant to date me.
Oh, actually, I've been asked out once and she almost broke her ankle.
How did she do? Is she running behind you?
We went to Resident.
She's stalking him.
We went dancing at Resident over here. And then I was like, and she knew about HeadGum and stuff. So she was like, oh, like, I want to come see The Office because I'd known her for a few years. And then I was like, okay. So like, we start walking to The Office. And the whole time I didn't think it was date vibes until we got there. And so I'm trying to like, you know.
Until you got to the Resident?
Got to, well, this is after the residence. Oh, okay. So we've had a few drinks, and so we're like coming over to the office, and then like she the fence is closed, and so she tries to scale the fence. She's like, I can do it. I'm a cheerleader, and I'm like, okay. Does it, and like comes down, and I just see like, and I'm just like, and so I had to run across. And I just like fireman carried her into an Uber, and I had to like be her nurse the rest of the night.
And you didn't end up dating?
No, she's like still a friend, I guess.
Oh my God, that was so, and she asked you out how initially?
Well, she was getting over a breakup, and so she was just like, we should go dance, or should we go out? And I was like, okay. It sounded more like a friend, like,
get her spirits up.
And I thought I was gonna wingman her, and I was single at the time, so I was like, oh, we could like wingman each other, but then it was the complete opposite. And I was
that's sad, so a little bit for her if she liked you.
Yeah,
we can wingman each other. I would be like,
I didn't say that. That was just, this was all in my head. I have an issue sometimes with not being aware of that kind of stuff.
I am pretty oblivious. Yeah. I used to be for a while, and I think now I'm okay.
I always give people the benefit of that. Like, of course, they're not into me. Like, that I've always done that, and it's caused a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll go on a date not knowing if it's a date yet.
Yes.
That's weird. We should know. Yeah. We should know by now.
Now I think I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. But even I go on, sometimes I go on half dates and then I think they're a date on the other end, but for me it's not a date.
Yeah.
But it is a date, but I tell myself it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
So in the end, like, there's no kiss and it's like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I hate, you know what I hate? When both parties know it's a date and one person wants to kiss and then you don't. And you're like, for some reason, I feel like I need to, even though I know that I don't. And yeah. I'm not like forced to, but I'm like.
That is weird.
Especially for women. I don't know if that's a thing.
I would do a kiss on the cheek if I didn't want to kiss my date and they wanted to kiss. Like if they went in, easy just to like.
There's always twist. Like an awkward like half step forward. And I'm like, okay.
It is. Mm-hmm. I wish it could just be a verbal, like, hey, do you want to kiss or not?
Yeah.
But then it's not romantic.
You're at least sparing their feelings in the moment.
Yeah.
But it's like, if it makes you feel bad, don't do that. Yeah. If kissing doesn't mean anything to you, like, for sure. I mean, like, that's kind of the nice thing, like, just so that you don't hurt anyone's feelings. But then it's like, if that means something to you.
If they're
like,
going in for it.
Don't give up your integrity for
I'll
that.
Go for it. But, like, if there's a chance to get out of it, I will try my best.
Yeah. I'm just thinking movie moment, like.
Yeah.
And then like.
Like, slow-mo.
I had a friend that told me about this girl that he was at a bar with, and they were all drinking, and then he leans in for a kiss, and she leans back, like, hinges on her back, and they're just suspended in the air for a little bit, just staring at her, and then they go upright again, and then just start talking again.
That's so fucking funny.
Like, it was like, just like, pause, no talking, and then coming right back up, and then continuing the conversation.
My heart.
So weird.
So did you see the Knicks game on Thursday? And then that's him. The external dialogue is that the internal dialogue is, you fucking idiot.
Yeah,
why did you go for it? We're here for another hour and a half.
Until light comes.
Going in for a kiss would probably be scary. Have you ever been on a date and went in for a kiss and a girl didn't receive it?
No.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Confident.
Well, I haven't, yeah, no. It's not like it happens all the time. It's more just like I've only done that on a handful of occasions.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Have you?
I've never gone in for a kiss. I've only received them.
Check your little black book.
I think if I was going in for a kiss, I knew that they would do it. Because I'm so afraid of rejection that I will, I will barely even ask people out if I think I'm going to get rejected.
I'm the same way. I think I'm less so now, though. I think I'm, like, with age, I'm getting more confident.
Yeah. Okay, so going back to this girl, though, because she sounds dope.
Yeah.
She sounds like I would want to hang out with her. And I used to classify myself as one of the guys, but I had never experienced, like, trying to date one and then being pushed back from it. Let's start from the very top. What would you consider a homie versus, like, someone that you'd be interested in?
That's a really good question. I've always had really good relationships with, like, female friends. So, I mean, for me, it's just, like, how we approach the relationship from the beginning just decides it. So, it's, like, and also, for me, like, there's either a spark or there isn't a spark. I know you guys were saying earlier, like, that there's always a little bit of flirtation with a female friend. I don't feel that with most of my female friends. But I think it just depends. It just depends how I go in on it. Like, my girlfriend right now, we could just be really good friends, but it's because I wanted to date her that, were together.
But that's good. You're supposed to be with your best friend.
Yeah.
I could not. I tried to date my best friend. It was horrendous. But like, what's a quality that sets a girl apart from being a homie versus a girl you want to date? It's just the fact that you want to date her? Or is it
this
like...
This seems like an immaturity thing on the guy's side. I think it's like the homie girl in their friend group. Maybe you don't want to date her because you don't want to ruin the friend group dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that seems like the woman you're going to marry in 10 years.
Yeah. And maybe it is.
So
maybe
that's why
they don't
she
know
does
it
seem
now.
Like the best.
She is the best. But the thing to help her out, because yeah, she is the bee's knees, and
yeah.
She's gonna get everything she wants because people want to hang out with someone for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You wanna find someone that you can just chill with. But right now that's not helping her at all.
Yeah.
So what can she do to set herself apart to not just be a homie? Because it's like, you can't, like, what else are you going to do? You're not going to make someone uncomfortable with, like, putting a move on them.
And you won't want to change who you are.
Right. Yeah. Like, is it an attraction thing? Like, maybe she dresses like me and, like, we look like a 17-year-old dude. So, like, what if you wore a dress one day and see how that went? Because maybe they're, guys in the beginning are real dumb. Little guys, men, when they're not men yet,
guys.
Boys, they just don't know anything.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to almost spoon feed them what you want them to see or understand. So maybe, like, maybe they've never looked at you like that because you've never presented yourself like that before.
Yeah. Just take your glasses off.
Take them off.
Let the hair down.
Yeah. Have the movie moment.
Yeah.
I think she should try dating outside of her friend circle.
Mm.
I think, like I was saying, like, I think you should just date somebody, like start getting to know somebody on dates. Don't start dating someone you know already.
Ooh.
Is maybe like something, because then you're not in the friend zone already, you're in the nothing zone. So then
yes!
It's like start off dating versus starting off as a friend.
Good stuff.
And that's fun too, because then you just have a new person in your life versus like just changing a relationship dynamic all of a sudden, which can be weird.
But what if you have a friend that you want to date? That's hard. Because if they already see you as a friend, you're just going to be like one day, hey, what if, oh my God, that happened to me one time. I was hanging out with a friend on my couch and he goes, have you ever thought about us being together?
Yeah.
And I said, does this happen to you too?
No, it's just like, it's just a classic.
It's never happened to me before. And I was like, honestly, I've never given it any thought.
Yeah.
Because the answer was no. But, like, I didn't know what to say.
Well, it's the classic, like, tell me you haven't thought about us. Like, okay, I have.
Right. Yeah. Everything's a movie.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened to me once, but I was like, I don't think you want to be asking me this question. And he was like, fine. And then the next day, he was like, thank you for not answering that.
Fine.
Wait, why did you say that?
He had a girlfriend at the time.
Oh, okay. This makes sense now.
And was like, come on, tell me you've never thought about us. And I was like,
sucks.
I don't think you want to be asking me that question.
Yeah, stop being a bad dude.
Yeah.
Let's ask that question.
People do that. It's like the thing where when you're in a relationship, you have the confidence that you don't, because you're getting validated by your significant other, and you think you this baller that like
right.
can like date whoever you want, but then you if they break up with you or you break up with them, then you're just back to like square one where you're like a self-conscious nerd.
So dork, like dork nerd
yeah.
boy.
Don't fall. Don't. That's an unsolicited advice thing. Like, don't fall prey to like when you're in a relationship, thinking that you can get whoever you want just because you're validated.
Yeah, I don't like that. There was something somewhere on the internet that said like I think I've mentioned this before too, but like we are looking for one person to be all of these people.
Yeah.
And that's so much pressure to put on someone to be your best friend, your confidant, someone that you can like do everything with.
Yeah.
Like it's just so much on one person.
I feel like they could be those, but like one of those in your life. Like you should also have best friends and
yes.
also have other confidants. Because what if you have something you can't talk to that person about, or you're thinking something about them and you don't want, like, you want to talk to somebody else about it before
mm-hmm.
you bring it to them? You should always, and yeah, you should never make all your life in one person. It's not fair to them.
Yeah.
And you start to become them.
Yeah.
When I date people, this is something I hate about myself of the big list. I like adopt their laugh in a way. Like I start laughing like them a little bit, and then I hate it. They love it.
You should keep me at arm's length. Don't even hang out with me because my laugh is booming.
It's a,
you have a great
both
laugh.
Of you have really booming,
yeah, you have
great laughs.
Oh, thanks. You have such a genuine laugh. I can't imagine you not loving your laugh.
I went to a wedding the other day, and my friend came.
Was that the one in near the ocean on your Instagram story?
Yeah.
Crazy. That looks like something out of Crazy Rich Asian. I didn't see who was getting married. I just saw the ocean and
it was beautiful.
Venue.
But I was sitting like middle of the rows, and my friend that was sitting all the way in the back, after the ceremony, I walked up, and then he was like, "Oh, there you are. Like, I knew you were here because I heard your laugh." And aww. No, but it was in a bad way. Oh. He was like, "Oh, there's Megan with the big laugh."
Who said this? Fights them?
Yeah. What's happening right now?
I got a boomerang.
I got to document what's happening.
Boom. Got to get that boom going. Yeah.
Got to get that boom, boom.
Boomtown Brewery.
Boom, boom, pow.
Really good. Thank you. Loved that. You're I was welcome. Going Were for boom, going boom, then? Pow, but I like Boomtown. Got to get that boom, boom, town. Them chickens, Jack and my IPA.
That's great. I thought you were going to go with my stout.
That's really good.
It would have been better.
Them chickens, Jack and my stout.
Ding, ding. Okay, since I got the last laugh on that one, let's take a break while Jeffrey gives us a little extra piece of advice you can find on MeganBatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back. Go ask someone out.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. Did you ask someone out? Did anyone ask anyone out?
I did.
Who did you ask out?
This guy, Devin.
You didn't. Stop lying.
I didn't, but I did yesterday.
Did you ask him out or did you ask to do laundry at his house?
The latter. But I said I'd make him dinner, so it's kind of like a date.
Okay, so if we all were making dinner for a potential date, ooh, what are you making?
I love these kinds of questions. You go first.
Me? I would probably make spaghetti carbonara. Not spaghetti. I would probably do like...
Bucatini.
No, that would be good. Wow.
I just do that when I'm excited.
That's really good.
Thank you.
That sounds like... Wow, that sounds like the beginning of Chris Brown's Wet. Okay.
I didn't know that was a song.
Neither did I.
Holy shit.
I'm totally just like, I just was making that up. That was a goof.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do bucatini carbonara. Cool. Yeah. What are you making?
I'm going to make a brown sugar mustard glazed salmon roasted. And then some kind of miso broccolini or Brussels sprouts with caramelized onion. And then if there's a dessert.
Which there will be.
Actually, okay, my girlfriend and I made this butter cake the other
day. Oh my god, where'd you get the recipe? Is it the one from Mastro's?
It's an imitation of the one from Mastro's. And it's, I'll be honest with you, it's better than, what we made was better.
I agree, because the one at Mastro's isn't great at the on the outside. On the inside, it's amazing. On the outside, it's too crusty.
This thing, whole thing was inside.
Oh my god.
Megan was the perfect best friend and took me to Mastro's for my birthday.
For the butter cake.
And dude, he replied to the Instagram story and said, oh, yeah, did you get the butter cake?
Stop it. I already knew. Because I was like, I typed into the memo, like, it's Irene's birthday, give us dessert.
Yeah.
And they brought, and I hate chocolate cake, and they brought a big, big chocolate cake. And I was like, don't eat that. And I ordered butter cake. And the cool thing about Mastro's is if you tell them the name of the birthday person, they print it on the menu.
Yeah. Or on the plate with like the caramel.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get that.
Did you go to the Beverly Hills one or the Malibu one?
Beverly Hills.
Malibu one's cheaper.
What?
Yeah.
How? Not to drive there. Because of the
tax. Tax?
Because Beverly Hills is a city versus Malibu is a city.
You know what's better than Mastro's?
What? You're baiting us.
Guess. Just guess.
Son of a gun?
No. Ruth's Chris, my brother. It's
what
so...
is that?
What do you mean?
Ruth's Chris?
Wait, you're
that's
kidding.
My brother? That's a rest? What is
no.
that?
No, the brother part was me just talking to you colloquialism.
What's Ruth's Chris?
You've what never you heard of
Ruth's? You travel so much. You should see them
You've
everywhere.
You buy hotels.
Every Ruth's Chris is near a hotel that I stay in, and that's why I love them. It's familiar.
Is it like a steakhouse?
Mm-hmm. Mm. I guess it's, yeah, you don't eat red meat, so you wouldn't know about the mecca of meat called Ruth's Chris. It's the best place ever.
Do they have one here?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the logo makes me want to kiss someone.
The logo looks so bad.
It's so nice.
Janky.
It is the best place you'll ever go. Nothing turns me on more than Ruth's Chris and a boy that just had a strawberry milkshake.
Ooh. So you want a bloated guy? Because you said a guy who had just had, not him drinking it.
No. Because if you kiss someone that just had a strawberry milkshake, it's chilly lips, and you get like a little like hint of a strawberry and dairy. Mm-mm-mm. But you don't have to have it yourself. Oh my God, I was dating a guy, we would go to In-N-Out, and I would always get him an extra one, and then I would make out with him, and he'd go, are you only kissing me because I just had a strawberry milkshake? And I would say, yes.
That's the most specific thing about you.
Try it.
Okay.
Buy someone a strawberry milkshake and make out with them.
Okay.
I'm going to bring you guys leftovers from the next butter cake I make.
Please do.
That's not Whole 30.
Mm. Butter isn't Whole 30?
No dairy. We can have ghee.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's dairy.
Well, it's clarified butter.
Right, so butter.
It's clarified dairy.
That's the exception.
Okay. Well, I got some loopholes. Loopholes.
And you can have almond milk.
Almond milk is great.
Yeah.
That's
terrible
dairy
for the environment, though, so I don't know why.
Is it?
I'm a hypocrite.
Why are almonds bad for the environment?
They
take like 40
water?
Gallons of
it's
water.
So much water.
One
and the fact that they even grow them in California is asinine to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person. Unrelated. before we help other people, what's going on in your world?
Ooh, you can find me on Instagram at I am Jeffrey James, Twitter at Don't Plano James.
So good.
I should have made my Instagram that, but it's like one letter too many, so I don't have
too many
consistency.
Letters.
Have a couple of things coming out. You're in it, Lonely and Horny.
Yeah.
Season 2.
Sick.
You can edit this out if we're not allowed to plug it. I'll double check with them downstairs.
When does it come out?
I think late October, but the platform that it's going to be on is coming out soon.
Wait, the platform is coming out?
That we definitely can't talk about.
Oh.
But the series will be out this fall. We were both in that. Adult Ed, Complex,
yes.
Also coming out. We were both in. So this is perfect.
Yeah.
Your fans are going to see it and just keep watching for an episode.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, we've done one other thing together, which was a dance sketch for HeadGum.
Yes.
And I want to apologize publicly on the radio because I couldn't tweet it out because I had ranted on Twitter that no one should dance to this
right.
song.
Yes.
And I felt really bad because like I wanted to promote it because I love HeadGum and your writing and I loved it. And I just felt like I knew I would get reamed out if
yeah.
I posted it.
That's fair. I should have not done that dance for us. We'll do another one where we...
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll blast it everywhere because
okay.
I love being in things here.
Yeah.
And I was just like... It was like a week prior that I was like, no one should touch this because it's art. Because I didn't want any like the people in my world to be like 5 and 6 and 7 and recycled moves.
Yeah.
When it's like, it's already a statement. But this was comedy, so it was different. But
yeah.
Still... Twitter people like to bring me down.
But yeah, we do sketches here. We do them. We release them every week through the HeadGum YouTube channel.
Yeah,
so
go subscribe.
Subscribe.
Very funny.
Check out It's Jeffrey the Dumbass or Off Days. Me and Riley Anspaugh, we co-write and act in these with guest stars like Megan and other podcasters on the network, and of course Jake and Amir as well.
Can we write a sketch and you be in it?
That would be so fun.
Okay.
Yes. You have more, I think you have more subscribers than us by a lot, so.
By a lot.
It'll be cross promotion.
That'll be great. Ooh, okay. Done.
Excited.
Yeah.
Great. Go follow Jeffrey. Take a second right now and do that for your life.
I post only the best content.
You know what?
I wear the chillest clothes.
He's always in this shirt.
He's always traveling.
I wear such plain clothes.
That's like a Steve Jobs thing.
You know what I'm going to do?
What are you
going to
do?
For my birthday this year, I'm going to treat myself and buy a nice jacket.
Stop it.
And wear the jacket out.
Stop.
Because I just want to be like, this is the only day of the year. You get it. Pissed.
I said quit talking about the jacket. Do you know what jacket you're going to get?
And also,
no.
Do you know when your birthday is?
It's November 28th.
Ooh.
I'm Sagittarian.
One time I bought a jacket for my boyfriend at the time.
It's hot.
And it was a bomber, but it was in the summertime.
Ooh.
It 2 weeks later he broke up with me. And I was like, can I get that jacket back?
That's fair. I would give it to you. Even if I loved it, I'd be like, you earned this because we just fought for a week.
That was rude of him.
That was.
Shouldn't have broke up with me in the first place.
Mm-mm.
Moving on. Let's help other people that may have bad relationships.
Perfect.
Question number 3. Yo, what up? I'm 19 and I'm a mess.
What a read.
Is their bio. First of all, this girl I've known for a year or so has a crush on me, and I told her I have one on her too, but I think I just like the idea of her. Are you taking pictures of me?
It's like MTV Cribs style videography.
He's doing these Dutch angles with a magic camera. Magic? Imaginary. Okay, here we go. But now she's really into me, and I think I gave her the wrong message because she's calling me babe and everything, and it's making me feel overwhelmed. I'm going to drop the accent now. I don't want to be too committed to just one person. I don't want to be committed at all, is what it says. I like having my freedom and being able to talk to multiple girls. I've never been in a relationship, so maybe that's why. I just think this is going really fast, and the whole thing has me shook. I guess my question is, how do I tell her I don't want a relationship when it's already gotten to a point where she's saying she loves me? I don't want to hurt her or lose her as a friend. From Pimp Daddy is stressed.
Pimp Daddy.
He's stressed.
Holy shit.
Is number one, is our first comment.
I think they're both wrong. The girl is not in love. It has not been enough time. Not that it's all about time, but like they're not dating. They don't spend enough time together.
No.
And then he also, you can just have a conversation and be like, hey, I don't want a relationship.
Oh, my heart. If someone said straight up to me, I mean, I guess it's nicer, but, and I've done it to other people too, but hearing that, like someone that you really like, I just don't want a relationship. I mean, it's better than saying you're not the one, which I've been told.
Yeah.
Oh. I know there's someone out for me that's amazing, and you're not her.
Oh, geez. That's basically what it felt like. Do you understand this?
Sorry, I mean to interrupt, but you understand?
No, that's
like what I just said. I don't mean to interrupt, but like...
Did you hear what I just said? The whole thing about you not being the one and shit? I'm going to give you a chance to speak now.
Yeah,
one
I got...
One more time. So sorry to interrupt.
Okay, yes. Wait, let's... Okay.
You go.
So wait, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Okay. So this is
part of the reason why you're not the one.
This is why our communication is bad.
Yeah.
It just seems like
we're
always
very open about
say
our
something.
Feelings, but we always say it at the same
right,
time.
And we can't hear each other because we're just I'm trying to communicate
like,
and so are you.
You say how you feel right
the
now.
The thing is,
talk.
I am.
Saying really fast. The thing is, I am. I am saying it. That's a really funny sketch.
Can't hear anything.
We're writing it for you.
Yeah.
Don't you dare
no,
touch
please,
that.
No, please, that's the sketch.
The other day, Irene, we were having this conversation, and Irene was talking about, like, I don't know, trucks, and I was talking about Zac Efron or something.
That checks out.
And so every other line we were responding to each other, she was like, yeah, trucks are really big. This is a moving truck. And I was like, Zac Efron is actually a really good actor. Yeah, and then you were like...
Oh, and then I would talk about your thing, and you would talk about my
thing.
Yeah,
it was a really cool cross-collab of a conversation.
That's awesome.
Very good.
Just wanted to let everyone know that we can do that.
Yeah.
So here's our problem. The guy thinks that he likes this girl, but is really only the idea of her.
Yeah.
And the girl is invested. How is he supposed to tell her that he doesn't want anything because he still wants her as a friend? So you're saying that he should tell her that he's not into a relationship.
I think that there's not, I mean, it might seem more daunting now because they're so young, but it's like, I think, I mean, truly, it's just like, I'm not in a place for, like, where I'm ready for a relationship. And then it's like, it might hurt on that conversation, but a week later, it'll be fine because she's not actually in love with him. And then, like, years later, she'll look back and be like, yeah, why did I want to commit to him? I was 19.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the best way to say, I mean, this is probably bad advice for everyone's relationship, but, like, to say that you're not ready for something, no one can force anything on you.
Yeah.
I've been in multiple relationships where I was forced to be in it. Yeah. And it was... They never turn out well.
Yeah. And the other person doesn't want to be with him anyways because she's just going to spend the entire time trying to make him into what she wants.
I know.
And if you don't want the same thing, it doesn't even matter if you're perfect for each other. You're never going to have a good relationship.
So. Right. Well, they're 19.
Yeah.
What? Who was your crush when you were 19? Well, how old are you now?
I'm 20.
Yeah, like, you're not very far. Oh, my God. Isn't it crazy that you can be so, like, enamored with someone, and then years after, you're like, disgusting.
Yeah.
You look at them and you're like, how could I even? Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a couple people like
Who
that.
Who was yours? Who was your 19 crush?
Also,
where were you when you were 19?
I think I was in Florida because I moved to LA when I was 20. 20.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, that's man. Because awesome. I had my 21st birthday here.
Where'd you go?
Interesting. Oh, some dumb club somewhere.
A club?
A club. I used to be a different person. By the time you met me, I had found myself.
I'm so glad. I love who you are now.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I do too.
You should.
I'm a nothing now. I'm so boring, but I know what I like. Jeff's mouth is on the ground.
I am a nothing now.
I am a nothing. But then I was so lost that I was just trying to do everything and like be everywhere. And it was just like trying so hard.
There's pre-homeowner Megan and post-homeowner Megan.
Yeah. One is just way more broke.
Yeah. W-H-E-Y. Because you're spending all your money on way.
Ugh. You really pushed that one.
I hate myself.
Yeah. I mean, I am pretty muscular.
Can you blink? Or can you
blink
bleep that
out?
So it sounds like I said something.
I'm actually
like
gonna bring the
really
levels,
cool and insider.
I'm gonna bring the levels up on that, and then elongate the silence after it.
Let's just get some room tone for that joke.
And just a lot of.
Okay, so.
Why did you book this fucking?
Where my first crush? Well, I don't remember who I was dating in that era. I think it was probably Alan, who was on the podcast a couple times ago.
The guy we went to happy hour with?
Yeah. That was my first boyfriend. Did you know that?
Marty told me that. Because quickly, I don't know. Some people come into this office and I'm supposed to know who they are, but I have no idea. She's like,
right.
Who is this guy? And she's like, oh, it's like that was her first boyfriend. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I don't have to know.
Yeah, that was my 14-year-old boyfriend, my 19-year-old boyfriend. We dated for a long time. But my first crush ever.
He was hot.
He was hot.
Was he hot?
He's cute.
You've had him, honey. Let the rest of us have a try.
Put your hand down. Who was your first crush ever, like in elementary school?
Ashley Tisdale. Ashley Tisdale of Disney Channel fame.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did you watch High School Musical and
yes,
love it?
Absolutely.
Do you know all the words?
High School Musical, this is how we go.
Is that right?
Basketball on the court, theater at the day.
I cannot wait to dance to that.
Oh my God.
And I will. I dance to Amir.
Hey, I'm a house. Garage is enough.
Amir did a musical quick
joke
little.
That's
pod,
so funny.
And I did a dance to it.
It was a really good dance.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Ashley Tisdale, huh?
Yeah.
The first crush that I had, movie crush, was one of the Lawrence brothers in a Disney Channel original movie.
Mm-hmm.
Called like Bringing Down the House or something like that.
I remember that.
Do you?
I don't remember what they look like, but I remember the movie.
Or Merman. There was also a movie called Merman.
With the merman? I don't thought it would.
You guessed it. It was an eponymous movie. And also Cameron Diaz in The Mask.
Mm. Oh, very hot.
I was like, oh, women are beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My first male crush was Brendan Urie.
Who's that? I don't know anything.
Oh, isn't he in Panic at the Disco?
I don't know anything.
Panic at the Disco.
Yes, he's a gorgeous man with a gorgeous voice. He's the modern day Freddie Mercury. Do you want his address?
Sure.
Okay.
Who's in your phone is the most famous person?
I should not say.
Okay. Who?
Got it. That should be
what
we come back on is who?
Pimp Daddy Stress. Have we helped Pimp Daddy?
I would say start your maturity early. Make the uncomfortable decision to just have an honest conversation. And then if she has a bad reaction to that, it's on her.
True.
That is true.
You can't get mad at somebody's feelings.
That's the one thing that's like, you can't tell people how to feel.
Yeah.
Or get mad at them for having those feelings.
Thank you.
Because
You're welcome.
You'll never know exactly how someone's feeling. Mm-hmm. Like,
you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One time you were crying about something, mm-hmm. and I was consoling you, and I don't know. And so I was like, I can't imagine how you're feeling.
And that's so nice to hear, to be like,
you don't have any idea.
Yeah.
But I like to hug.
But I take a hug. Let's help another person.
Yeah.
Stop.
Name one thing that's better than a hug. Go.
No,
butter cake.
I like hug. Well, spooning.
Oh. Big spoon, little spoon.
I like being the big spoon, but I mean, a little spoon's fine if I'm like sick.
I turn into a little child when I'm around my mom. Like my head in her lap, I'm cuddling her.
Me too.
I'm going to be 50 and going to be coiled up in her lap.
There's something for me about being the big spoon of just like containing somebody and making them feel safe that mm-hmm. I used to do. Like I had this teddy bear when I was like 5 and I did it then too. I just like making other people feel safe.
I do that with pillows. Have you ever arranged pillows into a way that felt like a human body?
Yes.
You're so lonely. Mm-hmm. I went through surgery one time and Irene brought me her stuffed animal and it was the cutest thing in the world. Did we do it?
I say this is for all guys out there. I don't know how much of your audience is men, but like, I mean, even talking to you guys and getting an idea of like the guys you have to deal with, like start your maturing process early.
Oh, that would be good. Yes, listen to this.
It's like be a modern man. Like talk, be honest with yourself and honest with other people in your life. Start that at 19 and you'll be good.
Yeah, that goes for women too. Yeah. All around advice.
Very good.
Amazing. Do you have time for one more?
Yes, I have time for, I could do this all day.
Here we go.
Doesn't have a job.
This is his job?
Our producer's out of town.
Here we go. So there's this girl I used to work with who I had a huge crush on. She was just my type. The way she looked, her personality, her views on life, she had it all. But I was really shy at the time, so I didn't really get to talk to her a whole lot. I'd say hi, and we had small conversations here and there, but nothing too serious. Eventually, I quit and started working at a better job, but never got to tell her how I felt. After some time had passed, I decided to stop by and say hi to her, but then found out she moved from Minnesota to Florida, and not gonna lie, I was a little heartbroken. I've gone on dates with other girls, but my mind always came back to this girl. I found her on Twitter, but I don't know how to start the conversation. Plus, I don't even know if she'd even remember me. Can you help me out on what I should say to her? Or should I just move on and find someone who lives in the same state? P.S. It's been 2 years since I last talked to her. From Silent Love From Afar. 2 years. Hang on. Before we dig into this, what tweet would you send a crush that you have had that's been 2 years since you talked to them? 140 characters. I know that we have more now.
Isn't it a DM? Or
it will be in a DM.
But for the sake of the conversation.
For the sake of this, it's a DM.
I'd probably respond to one of her tweets with something funny and then just see if she responds.
Wow, it's been 2 years. Opening it. Yeah.
I would never go back that far because, I mean, you change a lot in 2 years. But if
you
if
mean
I was
go
so
back.
Enamored. I've never been so enamored with somebody that A, I didn't try to talk to them, or B, that that I would, like, 2 years later try to go back.
Right.
But yeah, I'd probably try to get in with it with humor.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she either remembers you or she doesn't. And if she doesn't, just go with it. If she does, great.
You know what's the most mortifying thought in regard to DMing somebody that may not remember you or that you kind of know or that you tried? You know on Instagram when you DM someone and they're not following you yet?
Yeah.
And then they start following you because maybe now you met in real life and they can go back to the top and read what you said before you knew them? Do you know about this?
I don't know about that.
Oh, it's never happened to me, but it almost did. Because like one time, oh my God, I'm so glad I didn't do this. One time I almost DM'd a guy and I wanted to say something kind of flirty, but you know, something cute, funny, and flirty though. And I didn't because I had a friend that was like, yeah, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And I was like, okay, I won't do it. And then I met this guy and we became friends and then we started following each other and like we have like some DMs like here and there replying to each other's story. How gross would that be if he like went back up into his messages and then saw me trying to hit on him before I knew him?
I think it's not that big a deal because I think if you meet in real life, it's still a human connection. It's all you would look back on it and laugh.
Ew, but what if it was like...
It depends on what it was.
Thirsty or something.
Definitely depends what it was. But I would just trust that you wouldn't send something crazy.
She never would.
But what if I did? That's the whole thing.
Oh, then it's up to them to choose if they want to keep being buddies with you.
Oh, they would probably not. Okay, so what's your tweet going? You have 140 characters to say something to this person that you haven't talked to in 2 years.
I'd probably just word vomit, just lay all on the table, just like, hey, remember that one time you worked in Minnesota and I didn't talk to you at the break room, so...
You're at an auction?
Yeah, it's like at the end, it's like part one of eight, and then it's... you know how like those new Twitter threads are coming where it's like, all right, I'm going to talk about the Kavanaugh hearing. And then it's like everybody clicks on the thread and it's just like long paragraphs ranting. That's what fucked up Twitter is when they went past the 140 thing is now people can just say whatever they want. Like, I don't know.
That's a lot.
Some of them are good, but some of them are dumb.
Most of them are dumb.
I would probably just be like, I would try to make a joke, just be like, you up?
And then she's intrigued. All of a sudden, she's DMing you. She's trying to get to the bottom of this. She doesn't know who you are.
Get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Plant something small, and if she bites, then have a real conversation.
That's really good advice for everything. That's kind of what I do now. Like, I'll, like, reply to someone's story and go, let's see how you take this.
Less is more, less is more.
Less is more all of the time in the beginning.
Yes.
I'm queen of paragraphs. Like, when I'm trying to flirt with someone, it's too much. So now my flirting is like, here's a song you might like. You got to wait till good songs come out to flirt now. Well, and that's seldom.
Make somebody a mixtape, like legit, the old tapes.
Ooh.
My car still has a tape thing. I'd love it if somebody made me a mixtape, but nobody would do it.
I would take the offer, but I also don't even know how I would go about doing that.
You have to own a tape player and then record from from the tape that has the song onto the net thing, stop it. Put the next tape in, forward to the song, record it onto this tape, stop it. That's why it used to be so romantic. It's like, oh, you put two hours of work into this.
Yeah. One time I did that, but I was recording stuff from the radio. So I'd put the radio on and I'd wait until Dirty Pop came on by NSYNC.
That's even longer.
But it was only for me. I wasn't making a mixtape.
Oh, got
I just wanted to catch Dirty Pop.
Got it.
One more time.
So it's like, it's just sad then.
Yeah. I loved that song and I didn't have CDs. And I was like, this is all I have. And I really want to hear this song again.
Fair.
How spoiled are we now? We can just go, Alexa, play Dirty Pop again.
Yeah.
Play again. Play again. Have you ever done that with Alexa? Do you have an Alexa?
No.
Oh. Yeah, how spoiled
are we? Do you have a Google Home?
Jeff Goldblum.
What?
Is that what you said?
I said, do you have a Google Home?
I do not have a Google Home. I have Siri on my laptop.
Oh, does Siri play things?
I never use Siri.
Okay, so you don't have anything.
I'm not even trying to dip my toes in the waters of AI.
Why?
I think they're going to kill us.
AY.
It's really good. Steak sauce? I don't know. I think it's like...
It's scary. But the thing is kind of helpful. Sometimes I'm like, I need like something very particular. I need something really particular. I just like talk about it around my phone, wait till the ads show up.
If I had Apple HomePod or Alexa, I would use it, but I think Siri's dumb.
Alexa's cool because when you're crying, she still knows that you say Alexa.
Okay.
If you're crying or eating.
Wait, slow down.
She can still hear you at your lowest moments, is what I'm saying.
Alexa still understands if you're crying and you say her name.
That's like Smart House. You remember that?
Yes, dude. That movie was sick.
It scared the shit out of me.
It is crazy.
I watched it at my grandma's old apartment.
Wow.
In 2002 or 3.
That's wild. Minority Report is pretty crazy, too.
Oh, my God. Minority Report.
You haven't seen it? You should go watch it today.
I might tonight.
Have you seen The Departed?
The Departed.
Have you seen it?
No.
How was that? Sorry, one more time?
The Departed.
Got it.
Do you want
I feel like I've seen the movie already.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Departed's great.
What's so good about it?
Oh, the twists and turns.
Is it a roller coaster? I want to go.
Yeah.
Do you guys like horror movies?
No.
Oh.
I like true crime movies.
I like comedies.
Those are scarier.
Yeah.
Because that's real.
Yeah.
Of course.
I have a good true crime one for you. It's like on a shitty TV show, but it's really good, and it happened in Malibu.
Malibu.
You're not going to watch it. I'll just tell you. Yeah. So this woman goes crazy. She either had like a mental breakdown or had a drunk induced schizophrenic episode. So she's from like Inglewood or something. And she just ends up walking into Jeffrey's Malibu. You know this one? So she ends up walking into Jeffrey's Malibu and she just sits down at this table with this family. And they're like, hello. And she's like, hi. And like, she just has a meal with them. And then they're like, but they're not going to pay for their food. So like, so she tries, like, they're like, hey, would you mind putting in some money for the check? And she just goes crazy. And so then, like, the police, the Malibu police take her and put her into the Malibu, like, drunk tank thing.
Drunk tank?
Well, it's, like, 10 p.m. at this point. So, like,
what's a drunk tank?
It's like a holding cell.
Oh.
And so they put her in there overnight, but they let her go at, like, 3 a.m., which you're not supposed to do because she was in this drug, like, she was not well.
Also, in the mountains in an area she doesn't know.
Yeah. Like, she's from Inglewood. She's in the Santa Monica Mountains. And so they let her go, supposedly, and she goes missing for months. Like 2 months, they can't find her. And so they have like search squads going all over the area. And in the Malibu Mountains, they find this graffiti of this woman with like, it was like she was scantily clad and she had something about LA, like Inglewood on it. So it's clearly like a graffiti thing from her.
Oh,
and then
God.
Eventually a year or so, like it was a year, like six
like
months
eight,
later.
8 months, yeah.
They find her body in pieces.
No, no, no.
And so they think that the cops did it.
No!
Yeah.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
It's a unsolved mystery.
I hated that show.
It's not on the show, but it is an unsolved mystery.
I also hated the show.
So do I.
The show Unsolved Mysteries made me not want to get a husband because I thought everyone would kill me.
Come on.
Come on.
It is always the husband.
Put the knife away and I'll marry you.
It's always the husband.
Yeah. So from two silent love from afar, he doesn't know if she remembers her, but he always goes back to her. Do you have a person in your life that you just keep on thinking about them no matter what? Mm-hmm. Friend, enemy, foe?
See, I can't relate to this question because I've never gotten hung up on somebody.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a realist sometimes where I'm like, I'm never going to see them again.
Sad. Yeah. Have you ever thought about this in a public space? I feel really bad because we're not answering this question, but I need to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone out somewhere and then imagine there's two different tables of two different parties? So there's like two people on this one and they're dating, yeah, and there's two like other people on this other one. And they're sitting back to back, these couples, except and everyone's living in their own movie, right?
Yeah.
But like they're in the background shot of this other person's movie and they'll probably never cross again, but your movies are taking place at the same time in the same place.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I think that's insane. I think about that a lot.
Some movies take like shoot at the same restaurants in LA.
Yeah.
So it's just like I like to think that there's a canon within like Jar. That there's like I Love You Man shot there and La La Land.
That would be
it's
cool.
Just like it's all part of the same cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a really cool thought.
Like Paul Rudd's hanging out with Jason Segel in Venice while Ryan Gosling is swooning over Emma Stone and Griffith.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they like both got gas at the same station that morning.
God.
Or something.
Yeah.
Cute. How do we help this person? After some time had passed, I decided to stop by and say hi to her, and then she just moved. She was just gone. He came back for her, and she was gone. He said he said that he was heartbroken by it.
Oh.
He's gone on dates with other girls, but the mind always came back to this girl. Yikes, that must be sad. Why is she so great? Tell me, what is she doing that I can be doing?
Hasn't he never talked to her? What is it?
That's what
how
it sounds
does he know
like
she's
just
great.
Hung up on the idea.
It just
of
seems
the
like
pretty
it's,
girl at work.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
was really
shy. It's like holding
him
back from going forward. It's like he's scared to
right.
meet other people.
Yeah.
Because I read this New York Times op-ed that gave me a lot of comfort a few years ago.
That was the most beautiful sentence ever said.
Love
you
it.
Sounded so smart.
I'm serious. It was like the headline was, "There's always someone else." And so it was about this woman who got married too young and was married from 22 to 26. And like she just like it ended up not being right. And then she like was so scared. Part of why she spent the last year still in the marriage was because she was like, what if there's no one else for me? What if this is the guy?
Mm.
And then she like, then it snapped or flash forward to today. And she's like, she's been out of the relationship for a while. And now she's dating this new guy and stuff. It's like, there's always someone else. Like, don't ever stay with somebody because you think they're the only person you're going to be with. And don't
yeah.
get hung up on somebody from before because there's always someone else. You just have to let yourself be open to like moving forward and not backpedaling.
Yeah.
And that's
like
why you
that.
Should also never go back to somebody because it ended
yes.
for a reason.
Right. That's my main thing. And I've been in relationships that keep on going back and forth sometimes because there's always stipulations. And it's like, oh, well, this time it's different because of all of these other things. And like, even if it is different on paper, there's probably still a reason deep down inside, whether it's like you don't fully want it or maybe they don't or maybe it's just not right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess you shouldn't. I mean, you should not go back to someone. So I agree. I think that maybe he should just kind of move on for sure, because that's his other option. Can you help me on what I should say to her, or move on and find someone who lives in the same state? I say move on, find someone that lives in the same state. But also, check in, say something funny, and maybe you can have a friend out of it.
Yeah, I say both. When
yeah.
you first read that, I was like, why not both? Like, shoot it out there, because it probably won't work out, but why not?
Because mm-hmm.
Crazier things have happened. But also move on.
Mm-hmm. There's a saying that's like, shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land in the stars.
On the clouds.
Oh, okay. You'll land on a couch.
Shoot for the moon, because even if you don't hit it, you'll land on a couch.
Nice.
One more time. The departed.
How do you figure?
How do you figure you land on a couch?
So you're in your living room and you jump up to the ceiling and mm-hmm. you fall and land on the couch.
Yeah, you just have to shoot for the moon while you're in a living room. There's very specific.
While you're in a living moon.
Whoa!
Oh.
Have you ever had a moon pie?
I have.
Really good.
Have you ever been to Magpies?
I have.
In between your place and mine.
Yes, I have been
yeah.
there. Pretty
Love
good. But the best ice cream is salt and straw. Ever had it?
Salt and straw.
Yeah, I like salt and straw.
No, the best ice cream's
Jenny's.
Called Blue Bunny.
Blue Bunny!
No, I'm sorry.
That's where I like. That's from Walmart.
I mean Bluebell in Texas.
Bluebell.
Mm. I like Jenny's from Ohio, but they have it out in here, Los Feliz in Venice.
They do. They also have it in Larchmont.
Yes.
Here's my thing about salt and straw. If you have access to a salt and straw in March, stock up on Pots of Gold and Rainbows. It's Lucky Charms ice cream in Lucky Charms cereal milk that's now ice cream.
Jenny's has that year-round.
I'm done. Let's wrap. We're wrapping this up. I'm over
getting
it.
You, I'm getting you some of that. It's called Moon something. I'll get you a pint.
Please do.
Yeah. I'll bring it into the office.
Oh, my God. Tradesies, what do you want in return?
An XL hard pass hoodie.
Oh, my God. A plug?
Are they really sold out?
They are. Shop.megamatoon.com. Okay.
But buy a hard pass sweatshirt because they are the coziest fucking
they
thing.
They are.
I
we
haven't
made
stopped
sure.
wearing it after 7 p.m. since I got it on Monday.
That's
I guess that was
sick.
Yesterday.
Maybe we should make some more. My favorite thing that's ever.
Your advertising is incredible.
Thanks.
Even if I didn't know you, I'd probably still buy one.
Oh, my God. That's the best thing I've ever been told.
I also was driving down Sunset, and you were at the McKelt Arena stairs shooting.
Yeah.
I saw it on my Instagram as I was on Sunset driving past you.
Really?
I was like, well, I texted. No, mom, turn off the podcast. She's not going to listen to this. I text and drive because, like,
yeah.
Traffic in the city is just parking.
No, I get it.
And so I was like, I was just flipping through Instagram stories and I was like, saw the stairs and I passed.
You're like, right
coffee.
Now. Oh, thanks for the text message. That would have been cool to know that you were there.
That would have been awesome.
Well,
I didn't want to stop. I wanted to go home.
I get that. I think we helped a pretty decent amount.
I hope so.
And if
I hope I didn't ramble too much.
Oh, God. You did not. If we didn't help anything, at least they know the good flavors and where to get them of ice cream. One more time, where can we find you? At Don't Play No James.
At Don't Play No James on Twitter. At I Am Jeffrey James on Instagram. It's GEOFFREY.
That's right. Never met anyone like that.
Yes.
Is that how it's actually spelled?
That is how it actually is spelled.
I'm mad. That's
I
a cool name.
I was zero when I
and
got
I'm
it.
Over it.
There we go.
If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, please email us at justatipshow@gmail.com and be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona.
How's this? Sleeveless in Seattle.
Is that for in the summertime?
That's just Gary Payton.
Okay. Also, give us your age. That really helps us a lot. And what else can I tell you? Oh, if you can, I know it's probably like such a hassle, but like if you're not doing anything, rate us 5 stars because I would love to trust someone with my hair and not have to recolor as soon as I get home. Remember that story? Me neither. Okay, bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.